Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Okay, today we will talk about the different strategies that you can implement with your Shopify, Evolution, BigCommerce, Magento, or with your e-commerce store. A lot of the strategies that we work on are intermediate and long-term strategies. However, there are different things that you can do you might not be leveraging in the short term to really bring sales to your website. We did cover some of the metrics that have to do with the gross profit margins and the CPAs, which is the cost per acquisition or cost per sale. Those are still important when you're using these specific strategies, because for the short-term strategies, the only way or the most efficient way to bring sales to your site is really paid search. So we will cover that. Let's start with Google Shopping. Google Shopping is one of the top platforms out there that you can list your products through a data feed. If you are using, again, any one of these platforms such as Evolution, BigCommerce, Shopify, WooCommerce, 3dcart, they have integrated plugins, or they have integrations with Google Shopping where you can list your products directly. Let's talk about Google Shopping, guys. You know, give me three top tips to pay attention to when you're listing your products. What really makes a difference?
Right. So the top tip is to optimize your product page. Mm-hmm. Google crawls it and serves your ad based on how your product description is, exactly what you have on there. Mm-hmm. So really having a detailed product description, having high quality images, having a good product title, all of those are key to get to the right people.
Understood. How about the PPC, the cost per click? How would you handle that? I mean, there are different types of product categories. Some product categories to compete, you have to bid, you know, $10 a click, where other ones you could get for 50 cents. Mm-hmm. So it really changes based on your industry. Can we put an average on this? In terms of an average CPC, can we say $2 to $5, something like that, with Google Shopping?
I don't have that.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I understand. So, again, you know, going back to the CPA or the cost per sale part of things, you can't bid $2 per click on Google Shopping if your average order volume is $30 and your gross profit margin is 50%, because you're going to make only $15 on a per order basis. And if a click is costing you $2 or $3, you have to have 20% conversions to break even, and Amazon has 20% conversions. Your site probably will not have 20% conversions. So it really depends on what type of product you sell, what type of categories your products are in, and also what your gross profit margins are and your average order value. So please pay attention to these metrics. Let's talk about the other shopping comparison sites. Obviously, you have shopping.com, BizRate, you have PriceGrabber, and you have a bunch of other ones. Do you guys recommend those?
Why not? You know, it's just, again, if we're talking about fast strategies, it's just another way that you can easily and quickly implement a feed and have your products listed on multiple platforms.
Understood. And it's funny because you're talking about optimizing product pages, and that really has to do with SEO and conversions. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing with our strategies more and more that there are a lot of overlapping areas. You know, if you want to, there are no quick fixes anymore. If you want to make money, if you want to increase conversions, you really have to pay attention to every single area of your product. You have to pay attention to your brand, your supply chain, your pricing, your gross profit margins, and also you have to pay attention to multiple marketing platforms and mediums, correct? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that? What percentage of our audience or what percentage of our clients really understand that there's a lot of integrated marketing development issues here now with what's happening with technology? What do you guys think about that?
I think a lot of our clients are starting to realize it. Mm-hmm. Percentage-wise, I'm not sure, but a lot of our clients are now starting to realize that everything is intertwined. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't have one without another. You can't just solely focus on one channel. and leave the others behind. Mm-hmm. And the integration between all of them, it takes time. You know, there is no quick solution, and you know, so I believe that our clients are now starting to realize that this day and age, every little piece needs to be worked on individually for one sole purpose, and it takes time.
Okay. The next suggestion we have, obviously, is because of the volume, the share of volume that some of these marketplaces have, you need to have your products on Amazon primarily, because Amazon drives a lot of sales. They do take anywhere from 12% to 35% from your sales, so you have to have the margins to be able to afford it. If you manufacture your own product, if you make your own product, or if you have reseller agreements where you have good margins, and especially if you're selling a category of a product that has MAP pricing, Amazon might be a good avenue for you. If you list your products on Amazon, you will definitely get sales. But with Amazon, just like anything else, there are different things. You have to pay attention to the algorithm. You have to pay attention. Again, you have to optimize your Amazon listing pages this time, your ASINs. The same thing applies. You can't just throw it out there and hope to make money.
And there are different ways to optimize. The way you would optimize your Amazon page is not necessarily how you would optimize your personal website.
Correct. And this goes back to, the different overlapping areas, the integrated marketing strategies. There are clients that we handle search engine marketing for. We do their paid search and we do their marketplaces. Other than Amazon, what other marketplaces are there that people can list their products on?
You have eBay, Walmart, Jet, Wayfair. Obviously, it depends on the type of product that you're selling.
You have House, you have Overstock. So these are places that you can list your products on. If you are a little further in the game, I would definitely suggest QVC, Home Shopping Network. They will require higher quantities. They will require, in terms of the volume, they will require the returns to be accepted. So there are some positives and negatives of QVC and Home Shopping Network. But for people who are selling anywhere, I would say from $100,000 to a few million dollars, you definitely need to be on these marketplaces. And based on the category of your products that you're selling, one might outperform the other one. But in our experience, Amazon always is 50% of the sales in marketplaces.
Agreed. And then going back to just touching base on Amazon, the way that you would optimize your Amazon page is different than you would optimize your own store. Each and every one of these marketplaces are different as well.
Yeah.
So it is time consuming if you're doing each one individually. That's why there are things out there like channel managers that try to streamline the process, but again, it still takes time.
Correct. With that being said, let's talk about the next one, which is paid search, but we want to pay attention to social media. We want to pay attention to Facebook and Instagram specifically. Let's talk about those side of things. I mean, obviously, it's divided into A and B. A, you have to do retargeting, correct? There's no out of it. You have to place your pixel on the website, the Facebook pixel. And you have to retarget the people that come to your website. What kind of an advanced strategy can you use with retargeting? You can obviously retarget the add to carts. You can retarget people that buy specific products. You can do dynamic retargeting. What else would you recommend to increase the conversions with retargeting?
Well, first of all, you have to exclude people who converted. You can target them later with a different strategy, but for the retargeting, you would want everyone, for example, taking everyone who added to your cart but did not convert. You exclude those people. Dynamic retargeting is very important as well, and a lot of websites like Shopify and BigCommerce have an integration that allows you to do that fairly simply.
Dynamic retargeting basically is, if I'm looking at this specific pen as a product, then they will come after me and they will retarget this specific pen, not a category or not the website. So, you know, you probably see it when you're shopping on Macy's or Nordstrom, they chase you with that shoe or they chase you with that scarf. And that's how they are able to do that with dynamic retargeting. Do you think that there are conversions on Facebook and Instagram? Because a lot of people say there's no, you know, that social media is for branding purposes. There are no conversions, but we see clients making millions of dollars on social media. So let's differentiate again. You know, we're talking about paid social media. There's definitely opportunity for you to make money and get orders. But the first step, again, is install that pixel and start looking into it. Again, it's complex. These are all different platforms with a bunch of different complexities and processes. So you would have to pay attention to that. Lastly, let's talk about not a platform, but a lot of people don't pay attention to this, which is conversions. What would you recommend? Let's say I have a website, I have an e-commerce site, it's on Shopify, I'm doing around $500,000 annually. What should I look at in terms of my conversions to pay attention to increase conversions? Most people don't understand. It's really difficult to double your traffic, but it's not that difficult to double your conversion rates. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, what I see is what a lot of e-commerce store owners fail to do is set up their funnel. Mm-hmm. Setting up their funnel will allow them to see at which point the customer drops off along the way.
By funnel, you mean who adds to cart, who goes to the checkout page, who enters payments.
Shipping information, payment information, and then proceed to checkout. Mm-hmm. Following, you know, the more granular you have those goals and those steps broken down in your funnel, mm-hmm. the easier it will be for you to go back and see where these individuals are dropping off and what you can do to that specific area to push them forward.
Okay. And we have some suggestions here. Oh, how do you want to go over these?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to how your product page looks, that also is very crucial for conversion. So some of the suggestions are to include reviews. Mm-hmm. You can even highlight your best ones in the product description itself. You can have an add-on or an app for reviews that mm-hmm. you saw that's very recommended, and then you can grab some of the best ones and put them right in the description. Mm-hmm. Having support, like a live chat or mm-hmm. something that will any issues that a client might have, you can resolve them right then and there. Mm-hmm. Having some of those trust badges that show that you're a secure site, that you're trusted by all the payment gateways. Mm-hmm. And then simplifying the checkout. Tiny little things, there have been researches about these. Something as simple as asking someone for their phone number for the delivery purpose without having a simple explanation that says this is for the delivery purpose mm-hmm. can cause someone to not trust you. Mm-hmm. So all those tiny little things, make sure that everything that you request from a client is clearly understood why you need that information mm-hmm. and everything is simplified and quick. All of those can increase conversions tremendously. Okay. And then one more thing that we can talk about, one of the biggest things that you can do to increase your revenue is have a strategy to recover abandoned carts. Mm-hmm.
And most platforms out there have apps for this, obviously. Mm-hmm. Shopify, mm-hmm. BigCommerce. I know that we built an app for Volusion that's a custom app that deals with abandoned carts. But yes, so what the abandoned cart functionality does is it just forwards an email with a discount if they have been to cart, if they've filled out information, and if they haven't checked out, mm-hmm. right? So those are some of the strategies that we would recommend. If you are not currently on Google Shopping, if you are not doing shopping comparison sites, if your margins and your average order volume allow you to do that, you definitely need to be there. You definitely need to be on Amazon. You're not going to make a lot of profit on Amazon. Your net profit will be lower, but you'll have cash flow, and cash flow is power in e-commerce because it allows you to buy more products for cheaper prices. It enables you to negotiate with your resellers or with your suppliers. And then definitely you have to do Facebook retargeting. That's one of the musts. You have to retarget the people that come to your website. You have to create your own audiences and then pay attention to your conversions. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.